out a way to beat the rising cost of living for all of us. Everybody's so quiet.
We don't want to break the spell.
For all of us?
Yeah. I was reading in one of Mary's movie magazines. You know, actors make pretty good money. Well, every actor has got this guy called an agent, and he gets 10% of whatever they make, just for getting him jobs.
Honey, I know you're ready for Hollywood, but is Hollywood ready for you?
Do you want to hear or not?
I can hardly wait.
I'm all choked up.
Well, I figure that there are maybe 100 kids at the playground who could be patients.
Oh, Jeff, really?
Don't stop now. This is fascinating.
So I'll keep my eyes and ears open and steer business your way whenever I can.
Or a small commission?
Mm-hmm. Pretty keen, huh?
Jeff, this may come as a shock to you, but doctors don't have agents.
Oh, I know that. But that's where the initiative comes in. I could start a whole new trend.
Forget it, Jeff. Now, I have to get to the hospital. See you later, darling.
Goodbye, dear.
Why, Mom? Hey, it was a good idea.
Well, it has something to do with medical ethics. Doctors are... Well, it's almost like a public service.
Well, if a kid's sick and I steer him to the best doctor in town, that's pretty good service.
Jeff, dear, it just isn't done.
That's the way it is with all new ideas. Remember, they laughed at Edison, too.
Don't flatter yourself. You didn't even get a laugh.
Okay, Butch. Now, let's put this under the tongue a little while, and we'll find out what's going on, all right?
You're all burnt. I've got the chills and off a seed.
Yes, I see. What's your full name, please?
O'Hara. How'd you done?
Is there a Mrs. O'Hara?
No, no. His father and mother passed over 5 years ago. The boy's father was my son. I've taken care of him ever since he died.
What's the boy's age?
9. The 16th of March.
Well, he missed St. Patrick by a day.
If it hadn't have been deep yet, he would have been able to share honor with St. Pat himself.
What's the boy's name?
Butch.
No, I mean his real name.
That's it. Butch. You see, my own folks saddled me with the name of Algernon. I didn't want a thing like that to happen to the boy.
And here are the results of the fourth race at Central City. The winner was Smiling Dan, paying $12, $6.80, and $4.60. Mighty Time was second, paying $5.60 and $2.30. Lumber Gal was third, paying $2.40.
Nothing serious, Mr. O'Hara. 24-hour flu. Now, the fever should break by tomorrow. If it does, I want you to bring him in to see me the next afternoon. And you can give him one of these every 3 hours.
Thank you, sir. I'm greatly obliged to you.
Oh, by the way, Mr. O'Hara, who referred you to me?
Twas your own fine broth of a boy.
Okay, Butch, Jeff is out back. Come on.
Now, Doc, about your fee.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll send you a bill.
No, if you don't mind, I'd prefer to tear it up right now. So if you'll oblige me by telling me how much I owe you.
Oh, $5 will cover it.
$5?
Now, that's too much. I can...
It's too little. $5 for a house call, an office visit, and all that medicine. I'd be ashamed to offer it to you.
Well, now, Mr. O'Hara, $5 will be quite satisfactory.
No, I'm not. Listen to you. The boy's worth the best, and you gave him the best. So you're entitled to a fair fee.
But it is a fair fee, I assure you, Mr. O'Hara.
How could it be fair when you had to study all those books and things, and you with a family to take care of?
All right, Mr. O'Hara, if you feel that way about it, suppose you tell me what you think would be right.
Anything less than $20 would be an insult to you.
Well, that seems rather high.
High, is it? Do you mean to infer the boy's not worth it?
Certainly not. No, he's a wonderful boy, but...
Well, then $20 it is, and I'll not be hearing of a penny less.
All right, Mr. O'Hara, you win.
Good. Fine. But unfortunately, at the moment, I'm a little short. I only have $5.
Well, in that case, anything you feel you can afford.
No, no, it isn't a matter of what I can afford, but what it's worth. However, I have a solution. Participating in the sixth race tomorrow is a noble little animal called Jolly Roger.
Thanks, Mr. Harrow. I appreciate the information, but betting on the horses is not one of my vices.
I insinuate that I'm trying to tout your horse.
No, no, certainly not.
Good. Now, listen. What I'm trying to make you understand is that by putting $5 on the nose of this noble animal, you'd be reaping in return befitting your fine services. Yeah,
Mr. O'Hara, I would consider it a great personal favor if we could just forget the whole thing.
Well, thank you for your generosity. But I still think the Jolly Rogers are expecting people tomorrow. And I'm going out to prove it to you now. Good day to you.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, there must be something better than that on.
Mary, I kind of like that music. Would you leave it on, please?
Okay.
I didn't know you were a music lover.
And now here are the results of the sixth race at Central City. The winner was Jolly Roger, paying 10.20, 5.80, and $3. Bouncing Bubble second, paying 4.20 and 2.90. Uncle Ned third, paying 4.60.
Well, how much, dear?
What's that, honey?
How much?
How much what?
Alex.
$25.50. Hello. Well, hello, Mr. O'Hara. He won? $25. Well, congratulations. Now, Mr. O'Hara, if we can conclude this matter of the fee. But, Mr. O'Hara, well, lots of luck. Mr. O'Hara merely called to tell me that he's getting some sort of Hibernian vibrations to the effect that I represent some kind of lucky omen.
Wow.
And the, quote, Doc's Lucky Fund, unquote, the whole $25 will be riding on Big Daisy in the fourth race tomorrow.
Big Daisy won, paid $126.50.
Oh! Yeah.
Thanks, Grant.
The lads made a fine friend. I've been blessed with rare good fortune, thanks to the good doctor.
Oh, I think you give him too much credit.
Oh, not at all, ma'am. The fates are smiling on him, and the doc's lucky fund gets bigger and bigger every day. It's worth $600 now, ma'am. And it'll be more tomorrow.
Mr. O'Hara, you don't expect this to go on forever, do you?
Well, ma'am, forever's a long way away. I can't see that far, but I can see a fine little figure of a horse called Irish Gal winning a race tomorrow. And it'll be carrying our $600.
The whole $600? Well, I suppose you know your business, but...
Tis not my business, ma'am. Tis me love.
Betting?
No, ma'am. Horses. My father, his father, and his father before him, they've all loved horses. Ever since the day the great King Brian Boru won the Battle of Clontarf in 1014.
Mr. O'Hara, I've been wondering, Are you able to make a good, steady living betting on horses?
No, ma'am.
Well, doesn't that worry you?
No. Not while I can sell me puppets. This is Biddy. And this is Patrick. And it's as much fun as a picnic, are you not?
Yeah.
May I?
Then go on.
Oh. They're delightful toys. How did you get started in something like this?
Well, now, I started by making them out of paper to amuse Butch when he was a little fella. You know, baby. I love to see the smiles on the faces of little children.
Where do you sell them?
Oh, anywhere. Every morning from door to door. And in the afternoon when Butch comes home, we sit and amuse ourselves with an old family tradition. Horses.
Isn't that a little precarious, especially for Butch?
No, ma'am. Well, the puppies don't bring much, it's true, but the boy's needs always come first.
Well, I'd still feel a lot better, Mr. O'Hara, if you didn't risk the whole $600 on that race tomorrow.
Thank you for your concern, ma'am. But I've already placed my wager.
Hi, Gramps.
Hello, young fellow, my lad. Did you have a good time?
Boy, you bet. Jeff showed me how he throws his curve.
Did you know? Thank you, Jeff, for being such a generous boy to us for men.
Oh, that's okay. He's all right.
We enjoy having him. By the way, there's no school tomorrow. Would you like to stay overnight?
Please, Gramps?
No, we've imposed enough.
Oh, we'd love to have him.
Well, if you're sure.
Gee, thanks, Gramps. Come on, Jeff.
Okay.
He's a sweet boy.
This is breeding, ma'am. Well, I'll be off now. And don't you worry about Irish Gal. How can a horse with a name like that lose?
Mom?
Yes, dear?
Mom, where's my geometry book?
On the counter where you left it.
Oh, thanks.
Why, Butch, it's very nice of you to want to help me, but couldn't you use this time to do your homework for Monday?
Oh, I never do homework, ma'am.
Never?
Never.
If you don't do your homework, you won't pass.
Well, before they get a chance to flunk me, we're off somewhere. And I'm in another school.
Butch? Why aren't you asleep?
I've been thinking.
Well, it's a little late for that, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
What's the matter, dear? Aren't you having a good time?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's been great.
Well, then, what's the matter?
It's nothing.
Butch, tell me, what's the matter, hmm?
Well, I feel like the time that we hit the daily double at Del Mar, $178.
Wasn't that exciting?
Yes, ma'am. But it never happened again.
Well, we can never be sure about the future, Butch, but nice things usually happen to nice little boys.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, tomorrow's another day, so you better get some sleep, hmm? Okay. night, Butch.
Would you mind if I listen to the radio for a minute?
No, of course not. Help yourself.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sit down.
Thank you.
I'll go on with my work.
They're approaching the starting gate now. In a minute, we'll bring you this afternoon's feature race. The Central City Handicap at 6 furlongs. And you're moving into the gate now. Our Ishgal moves in nicely. They're all in the gate now. And in a moment, there we go. It's a good start. Heart of Mine takes the lead, followed closely by Pearly May and O'Sylvia. A length back, Lord Grayson and Irish Gal head ahead. 2 lengths back, Rocket Abel. A length in front of Mr. Nichols, Mabel Shaw trails. At the quarter, it's Heart of Mine by a length. Pearly May, second by half a length over Lord Grayson. Irish Gal, head and head. O'Sylvia's dropped back to fifth, 2 lengths in front of Rocket Abel. Another length, Mr. Nichols and Mabel Shaw. As they approach the far third, Heart of Mine leads. Pearly May, second. Irish Gal is moved to the outside. Lord Grayson falling back. Around the turn, it's Irish Gal moving fast on the outside. Behind Heart of Mine and Pearly May. Rocket Abel, fourth, a length ahead of Mr. Nichols.
Come on, Ola. Come on!
Irish Gal on the outside,
has
it by a neck over Heart of Mine.
Come on, Irish
Gal! Pearly May third, Rocket Abel running between horses. Another link, Mr. Nichols. Into the stretch, Irish Gal, Rocket Abel,
Irish Gal, Irish Gal, Irish Gal, come on, the goose step.
With a 6 days to go, it's Irish Gal, going the way to Rocket Abel. Heart of Mine, still third. Here comes Mr. Nichols on the inside, moving past Heart of Mine. It's Irish Gal, by half a length. All the way, and just got up to catch Irish Gal at the wire. The time, a fast 1:09 4/5.
Well, now, it was a lot of fun for $5. Hmm? That's all we lost, you know.
Mr. O'Hara, losing the money isn't the only thing that bothers me. I'm thinking about Butch. He's one of the nicest little boys I've ever met. And he shouldn't live the way he does. Mr. O'Hara, it isn't a matter of money or how much you earn. It's the way you live. A little boy needs roots, friends, a home. He can't live just everywhere. Oh, he'd never complain. He loves you very much. But do you ever stop to think about the way he lives? A room here, an apartment there, one school after another? And what kind of education are you giving him? And instead of studying, he's thinking about horses and betting and worrying about whether you're winning or losing. Mr. O'Hara, I'm sure you love Butch very much, but how can you treat him the way you do, dragging him from pillar to post?
I've got to keep moving to do my selling, ma'am. You see, my puppies, my horses, and Butch. It's all I have.
And what does Butch have, Mr. O'Hara?
Thank you for your kind hospitality, ma'am. And a very good day to you.
Checkmate.
Oh, boy. Ah, too nice a Sunday to stay indoors. Hello, beautiful. Let's go for a ride. Hmm?
Oh, honey, I don't feel much like taking a ride today.
Still fretting about O'Hara?
I shouldn't have talked to him the way I did yesterday.
Well, I guess it would have been wiser to keep out of it, but if it'll make you feel better, why don't you call him?
I have. 3 times. There's no answer.
Hmm. I say he must have pulled up stakes and moved on.
Excuse me, dear. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Stone. Mr. Carl? Oh, yes. Oh, well, I think that's a fine idea. Oh, yes, of course he can. Absolutely. Oh, it's a wonderful idea. You couldn't do better. Not at all. Goodbye.
What's that all about?
I've just been called as a reference for Mr. O'Hara.
A reference?
Come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
You said you wanted to take a drive, didn't you?
No, I mean about Stan, right here in Hildale. Gee, now you can really show me how you threw your curve, can't you?
Sure, Butch.
Hello there.
Hi.
I hope you didn't mind me giving you as a reference.
Oh, I'm glad you did. We're very happy for you.
Well, no, if you're half as happy as I am, you're weeping with joy. Thank you for giving me that slap across the conscience. I've got a fine job now. It's led me to it. With all these four-legged darlings and two-legged cushions and a regular check coming in every week. It's a miracle. Doc, now, about your fee.
Oh, please, let's not go into that again. Let's forget it.
But how can I forget what I'll never forget? Oh, well, I'll be paying you out of the first paycheck. In the meantime, ma'am, if you have any influence with him, tell him to give these to his little patients as a reward for good behavior.
Oh, thank you, Mr. O'Hara.
Well, now I must get back to my work. Goodbye.
It's a toss-up. Who's having the better time, O'Hara or the kids?
You look more dangerous than Don McGlue. Have you got a ticket? Right, come along, Al. On you go. Off you go to the shoot-up. Now, keep a tight rein. Don't be afraid. This is perfectly still and he'll be all right now. Go on, off you go.
Not much speed out at the gate. Yeah, he's a slow starter. But wait until he comes to the clubhouse turn.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.